Kim, thanks very much. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy. We started talking about this yesterday, and I don't even remember exactly how it came up, but we were talking about the primaries in New Hampshire.
I know how it started.
Well, you said if the election were held today, you would have no idea who you were going to vote for.
And I like to think I'm not the only one who is flummoxed.
Yeah.
Because, thank you, by the way.
For?
Flummoxed.
Yeah, flummoxed is a word. You can say flummoxed.
I just thought I'd get a ding, ding, ding for that.
No, that was great.
You know, Hillary is a Clinton. I don't want Bushes. I don't want Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
I want a new breed, but it's not a newer breed as Trump.
So you would not vote for somebody just by virtue of the fact that they've had a family member in office? Would that disclude them?
No, but that's one of the things that bothers me. And there are, I'm going to have to really do my research mm-hmm. because I am in a quandary as to who to vote for.
Do you regularly watch the debates
no.
when they're on? You do not. Any reason?
Not interested in politics. I'm really not. And now as everything has completely switched around where Bernie Sanders is taking the lead over Hillary Clinton, I thought it was a done deal, to be honest with you. That's why I wasn't watching them.
Yeah.
And now that things have been turned topsy-turvy, it's time for people to do some research and decide who the best candidate is.
Right. And even though there is quite a bit of time between now and November, and there's going to be a lot more there's already been more twists and folds and turns than anyone had anticipated, and we're still 10 months away, there's going to be a lot more, and it's going to get uglier and more brutal as time goes on, if that's possible. So you came up with an idea yesterday that I think is a very good idea.
Why don't we do a mock election? I mean, if the election was held today, who would you vote for and why?
All right, I like that. So give us a call. Are we
taking
text?
Do you throw Michael Bloomberg in the mix now that he's considering
that? That's a good question.
Considering doesn't count. I think if it comes to, I don't know.
Here's what I'm doing. Yeah, because yesterday I made out a racing form with all the candidates' names. So you got your Clinton, you got your Sanders, you got your Trump, you got your Cruz, you got your Rubio. At the time, you had your Christie and your Fiorino. They are no longer part of this.
Fiorina. Everybody yells at you when you say it right.
They are no longer, so I've crossed out the names Christie and Fiorina. Kasich still involved. Carson still involved. Bush still involved. Yeah.
Carson, disappointing
showing. He's still, well, I know, but he's not taking himself out yet.
Not dead
so
yet.
So he's still in.
He hasn't suspended yet.
Not yet. And then I'm writing in the name of Michael Bloomberg as well as an independent candidate. So those are your options. And what we want people to do, we'll take texts on this as well, or do you just want to do phone calls on this?
We can do whatever.
Do either one? All right, 312-981-7200. All we're going to ask is simply, who are you voting for and why? It's just that easy.
We have a first one. I support Planned Parenthood. Three friends now have health insurance through the ACA. We need Mexicans here in Michigan. My vote is for Hillary first, then Bernie.
All right. Let's only tabulate.
Yeah, you can only take your
first vote. So we'll go Clinton on that one. Now, this is perfect because yesterday we talked to Kristen McQuarrie about this. A lot of people who are making their decision, I said yesterday, and I'm going to stand by this, when I decide who I'm going to vote for president, it's based primarily on their personality. I get the issues
Seriously?
Being really important. Yes. Yes. I base
You're
it more
that
than
out
I
loud?
Think. Yeah, because the promises that are made prior to the election and the reality of what their presidency is are so incredibly different that for me, and I know a lot of people have different criteria for what they choose, I go for personality. I really do. And
it's not actor of the year, although in a way it is.
It is actor of the year.
I just want to go who I think is going to help me and my family the most.
Right. Oh, okay. So that's perfect. We mentioned this with Kristen yesterday. Everybody's idea of what they're looking for in a president is different.
Right.
And she said yesterday that for a lot of people, there's like one primary issue, that's the thing. And that last texter just pointed that out, you know? All right. Are you ready to do this? Because I'm ready. I got the sheet ready.
Yeah, I am totally ready here. And let's start with Bill. And it's going to be very difficult to take texting ones. So maybe we should just resort to the phones.
Do the phone ones first, and we'll tally those up, and then we'll go through, because I know the texts keep moving and moving and moving.
So are you taking Hillary off?
Yeah.
Because that's what they said.
All right, so we're starting over at zero.
We're starting fresh.
All right.
We're cooking the books here, Bill.
Yeah, really. I'm still learning, even though I'm already on the air.
That's so are we. So we're all together. Who would you vote for if the election was today? Who and why?
Bernie.
Bernie Sanders.
And he just comes across. He comes across as the most sincere out of all of them.
So, Bill, you're doing kind of what I just said, which is you're going more personality than issue-based, right?
No. No, I'm not. Not personality. What I mean by him coming across more sincere is the answers that he's giving. You know what? Maybe it isn't. Maybe I'm being fooled by our politician. First time that happened. But for some reason, his answers, they come across as more thoughtful, more logical, and less rehearsed, you know?
All right.
And that's right now, we have time and there's research to be done. But right now, if we had to vote today, and again, you're picking, the least of...
Right. Final answer, Bill? We got about 20 people online to talk to.
Bernie.
All right.
Bernie, down. Feel the burn, baby.
All right.
Feel the burn. And have a specific reason. And he was kind of saying personality, like what you said. You want to know who presents themselves well, and quite honestly, what they say, do you believe them anyway?
Good question.
So I don't know. Dave, who are you voting for and why, briefly?
I really like what Steve said this morning. If Donald Trump gets in on the Republican side, I'd vote for Hillary four times. And so I have to go with that. I tell you what, I'll vote for anybody that's a Democrat. And I don't care who they run.
What are you thinking of Bernie Sanders? Why not Bernie?
I really do like Bernie. I like the energy that he's brought to the Democratic Party. The only thing that concerns me, every time he takes a launch or attack at Wall Street, he's affecting my 401k. We have to temper our, it's not just all capitalism that's the problem. It's not all business that's the problem. We've got to work together, and I think his attacks on Wall Street don't help the economy overall. So that's an issue. So I think he's got a temper, but I really do like his enthusiasm. I think I listen to these guys. I listen to a lot of it, and Bernie really does. When he's the one guy that admits the Iraq War was a mistake. All the rest of these guys, they don't even want to mention it. The Republican Party started that war. And, there's a lot of things that the Democrats contributed to it, but that was the biggest mistake in history of this country, and Bernie's the only one that mentions that.
All right. So again, the final answer for you is.
Hey, Bernie.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I thought he said Hillary. Didn't he say
Hillary?
He started
out by saying that if Trump was to be the Republican, he would vote for Hillary four times, but his final answer went to Bernie Sanders.
It total flip-flop right in front of us.
That's how it's going
right now.
I know.
Quick break, and we'll take your calls. We're doing a mock election, as Steve Bertrand calls it. We're going to mock the vote, baby. And who you're going to vote for and a brief reason why, 312-981-7200. It's election year, Bill.
It is election year. Stay on the line. If you're there, we'll get to you in a second. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Chicago Tribune delivers the stories.
You were frightened.
I am scared. Wendy, I'm
no
scared
Beastie
right
Boys
now. I'm a little afraid of them. Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com.
I am taking this quiz, which has turned into be a long thing, where you don't know who to talk about. Someone suggested going to this website. Have
you don't
you
know
taken
who to
this?
Vote for, you mean?
What did I say?
You said you don't know who to talk about.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't scroll and talk at the same time. It is called isidewith.com, and you answer a bunch of questions, and it helps you figure out who you should vote for.
They say questions like, are you for or against same-sex marriage? Do you think that the healthcare system needs to be revised? Questions like that.
Yes.
And then at the end of the quiz, it tells you who to vote for.
Should welfare recipients be drug tested?
Right.
And you can say yes, no, and then customize an answer like yes, but under this condition.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting, but it's too long. I couldn't get through it.
No, there's no time for that.
So we're doing a mock election. We're going to mock the vote, if you will. And we'd like to know if the election was held today, who you would vote for.
And why.
If the election were held today, which is the appropriate vernacular? Why am I asking you?
I don't know. I don't even have a vernacular. I had mine removed when I was in grade school. 312-981-7200.
Did you get to eat ice cream after it was removed?
Yeah, they gave us ice cream.
Tom, can you believe him? I'm telling you.
He's okay.
Who would you vote for and why?
I would vote for Ted Cruz, and here's why.
Okay.
I think he's the smartest person on either side. I think he has integrity. I mean, he stood up multiple times for 5-10 hours filibustering on the Senate floor for things he believed in. And the main reason is because his number one platform is the $17 trillion in debt that we're in. That's really a mess that we're going to leave our kids and our grandkids. And your other caller, Dave, said something about the economy. Well, you could have all the views you want on social issues or other political issues, but if there's no money and the ship sinks, it really doesn't matter what else happens. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Does it bother you at all? He's one of the guys that keeps talking about doing things for the veterans, but he keeps voting things down when it comes to a bill. He keeps voting down against all sorts of things that would benefit them. Does that kind of disturb you a little bit?
I understand your point, but I guess we could probably make that same argument with Hillary Clinton, with Marco Rubio, with anybody who has any track record in politics. They're going to change their mind. They're going to flip-flop occasionally. I mean, I think that's part of that, the nature of that stage. You know, nobody's perfect and no one's going to bat 1,000%.
Yeah. You're riling the witness. You can't.
I am leading the witness.
Term,
I am.
Yes.
No, I don't mean to do that. All right. So a vote for Ted Cruz for you.
Just on the financial side of it, I'm really, really worried about the debt that we have and what the future looks like. And,
all right.
You know, we've got an 11%, if you take out the people who quit working, you know, looking for work, we have over 11% in real unemployment. And I think that's where a lot of the anger is coming from, is that there's frustration with the economy and people aren't getting raises and jobs aren't being, other than, you know, McDonald's and service level jobs that are not good paying jobs. There's a big concern and there's a lot of frustration.
All right, Tom.
So, and I think a lot of it's economically based. So
your vote is registered. Absolutely.
Thank you. Your
I registered his vote.
It's quick, easy. It's the law.
Yep.
Barbara's on the line. Barbara, election today. Who are you voting for and why?
Wendy and Bill. I think you guys are great.
Thank you.
Thank
it's
you.
Very
we would
kind
run
you.
The country down into the crapper.
In minutes.
No, you wouldn't. I would vote for Trump today.
You would? Why?
Because, you know, I think he needs a chance. Give him a chance. He's not part of these dirty politics that are going on in the U.S., you know? I like some of the things he stands for.
Now, Barbara, I've been accused of leading the witness more than once, so let me keep that streak alive with you. He has said some things that are a little bit on the sexist side.
And racist.
And slightly racist. Yeah. Does that bother you at all?
No, not at all.
Don't know. All right.
Yeah, you know, he says it the way he feels. I mean, I think he's honest about the things that he says. He comes right out and says it. He doesn't lie or like Hillary. What does Hillary do? She's lied to us so much already.
That, but see, this is just like the label everybody gets. You know what I mean?
But he did just lie about, or I should let's say exaggerate. He just exaggerated the unemployment numbers dramatically a day ago. You saw that, right?
Yes, I did.
All right.
You got to let the voters just say who they're voting for.
Because we'll spend all day going,
why, Barbara, why?
All right.
Thank you.
All right, you have a vote for Trump. You're in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara.
She's not in. But
that's true.
Do that.
I shouldn't do that.
Well, because, I mean, we'll be here all day.
All right.
Mark, who are you going to vote for and why if the election was held today?
I would vote for Hillary.
Okay, why?
And the reason why is I think she's probably, of all the people, she's probably the most intelligent. I guess the other day I was watching the news and Bernie himself was on The View. And he, when they asked him to give one word that would describe Hillary, he said intelligent. And I think she's someone who really has a plan as to where this country needs to go. And I think you have a bunch of spoiled rich people on the other side, particularly Trump, who is one of those billionaires that we need to tax a little bit more. So I have a lot of reasons that I feel that I would go either with Hillary or Bernie. I'm more of a Democrat, And just one other thing, I voted Republican in the past as well, so it's not like I'm one or the other, but I think those two people in particular have the best plan, and I think that the Republican side is just a bunch of spoiled little brats, and they don't seem to be able to speak to any of the issues.
All right, we'll put you down for Hillary, and half of me totally agrees with everything you said about Hillary being very intelligent. And
now, two of our last three listeners have said that Ted Cruz is the most intelligent of the candidates. Our last caller just said that Hillary is the most intelligent of the candidates. Do you think it would sway people at all if all the candidates had to take the same IQ test and one of them scored far higher than the rest? Do you think that that would make a difference?
No, because I'll tell you the truth, that is not a good judge of what a president is going to be.
Well, you section it off into different things. You section it off into experience, into tact, there's so many criteria that you can choose when choosing the president. I just wonder, like I said, two of the last three just said, for intelligence alone, that's my guy or that's my girl. But I wonder if they were all forced to take the same test. You get 100 questions, an IQ test, and one of them scores just head and shoulders above the rest. Would that wake people up and go, wow, that guy or that girl really is the smartest?
But, you know, there's street smart and then there's book smart.
Right.
And what you're talking about is wisdom.
Right.
Wisdom. Right? Not
Well, not doesn't an IQ. Experience. Yeah. It's right. It's not IQ. You're right. Because experience, I got to tell you, so much of me likes Hillary and so much of me is holding back against Hillary. So I agree with some of the things that he said there. Shall we keep going?
Yeah. Do we have time or do you want to, you tell me how
Wes,
we're doing time?
We got last chance right here and then we'll keep going after the news. Who would you vote for today and why?
I would say Ted Cruz.
Because?
I consider myself a constitutional conservative and I feel he stands up for the rights of the people the way that it was written way back when, and that's how we should continue to live.
Okay.
That's a great answer.
All right.
Thank you, Wes. Now I'm going to flip-flop, and I like Ted Cruz
for
a minute.
Now you just changed your mind again.
I don't know what to do, and that's what...
Because the caller called and said Ted Cruz is constitutional?
I listened. I am so easily swayed.
Yes. Suede today for a reason. All right, let's do this. We're tabulating the votes. It's Mock the Vote. Your voice can be heard at 312-981-7200. All we're going to ask you is who you're voting for and why. Steve's going to give you the news, and then we'll finish this up in just a little bit. Stay where you are. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Vote for Mr. Rhythm. Raise up your voice and vote for Mr. Rhythm, the people's choice.
All right, it is Mock the Vote, your chance to let us know who you're voting for. Wendy can't figure out which of the candidates is best suited, so all you need to do...
This could be the last caller.
All you need to do is give us a call, tell us who you're voting for, and
watch
why.
Me change my mind every time you call.
Right.
Kyle, you've been on hold. Who are you going to vote for if it was today and why?
I am going to vote for probably Ted Cruz because he's going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and I've never liked the law all the way back from when I graduated high school, and I don't really think Hillary's very good because, you know, we can't trust her. She lies about Benghazi, and she then lies to us again about the emails and stuff, and I'm not feeling Bernie, so... That's who I'm going to vote for.
Ted Cruz. All right, Kyle, thank you so much. Not feeling the burn, are you? That's just fun to say.
He has solar cane on.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Wendy.
Welcome to Mock the Vote.
Thanks. I'm going to vote for Hillary because in spite of what everybody says about her, I think that she's very intelligent, and I agree with her views, and I'm going to give her a chance, and I do trust her.
I don't know if anyone's questioning her intelligence. I've never heard anybody question her intelligence, but it is more a question of trust.
You don't trust her, you said?
No, she said she does.
They don't trust her.
Oh, okay.
People don't trust her, but she's been over the Benghazi thing, and we have talked about her email issue. And
ad nauseum.
And I'm tired of talking about it, you know, and I don't know. I am going to vote for her.
All right.
Okay.
We got you down. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'm leaning half that way.
Now you're back to that. right?
But that's what is going on with this campaign. I'm watching campaign. You.
You're like playing Twister.
Shut up.
Left foot blue, right hand red.
If you go to isidewith.com, which someone suggested, and there are some questions that are almost impossible to answer in a yes or no fashion. Mm-hmm. But I tried my best, and you can make certain stipulations, and it says that I side with Bernie Sanders on most 2016 presidential election issues, 94% of me.
You agree with him on 94% of the issues that they provide there on their website.
Right. According to how I answered the questions, 93% of me likes Hillary Clinton. 91% of me is with the Green Party, Jill Stein.
Oh.
And 89% of me is with Michael Bloomberg, who isn't even in the race yet.
Well, who's Jill Stein?
She's because the Green Party.
My daughter sent me it. I think my daughter was on that site last night, and she sent me a text. Who the heck is Jill Stein?
Yeah.
She's not getting the press. The Green Party.
Is she even running?
Yeah.
My daughter?
She's running, but they don't get much press-wise. I couldn't even tell you who their candidate was last time around.
Is Bloomberg running yet?
Not yet.
Okay, well, why is he on here then?
Because people are considering him to be a very good possibility.
He could have been a contender.
He cannot run and still get more votes than the Green Party candidate will in November.
Amen. John is on the line. Who would you vote for and why, John?
I would vote for Kasich.
Because?
Because he's the only one of the candidates. Well, Hillary, but I can't stand Hillary. But he's the only one that can work with Congress and get things done. You have Trump. You have Cruz. They say they're going to do this, but the president doesn't put programs in place. He has to work with the Congress. Kasich, I have a good friend from Ohio who said his family is all diehard Democrats.
Yeah.
And they have nothing bad to say about Kasich, that he has got, and he's brought them out of a deficit situation, and he works, he's got the ability to work with people. He's got experience working in Washington and experience as a governor. The worst one is Ted Cruz because, and Bernie Sanders, they would divide our country into almost civil war.
John, thank you so much. And Steve Bertrand has said, look out for Kasich. And it is pronounced Kasich?
Kasich, yes.
With a K?
But to his, it probably won't help him, but he is considered the Democrats' favorite Republican.
Right.
That might help him a lot.
And for the obvious reason, Steve, is that he's the most moderate. He's most in the middle of any of the Republican candidates, correct?
He's certainly he's the most positive, the less strident. So he's, the Republicans are running against the White House, so... he's the least vocal when it comes to saying Democrats are terrible.
Right, right.
Thank you so much for your call, John. We appreciate it. Mock the Vote continues with Pam, who has called in. 312-981-7200. If the election was today, who would you vote for and why? Hi, Pam.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're doing good. Who would you vote for?
I would vote for Hillary. I cannot believe some of the comments about Ted Cruz. I can't even go there. I'm so upset by him. The fact that we would consider the debt, we're not a business. We're a government. We're always going to have debt because we have to have a wide variety of programs. I think that Hillary 8 years ago was actually the ideal candidate. We did go for idealism 8 years ago, that spirit that Barack Obama excited people with.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think that we might have to be more pragmatic. And I think that's what Hillary brings to the cause, not only her intelligence, but the experience that she has, what she has seen. She was the one who brought, health care while Bill Clinton was in office, and that got shut down. I think it's her time. I think that men sometimes have a hard time with a strong female candidate.
I do, too. I agree with that, Pam. But,
She's got, the experience puts her at the top. If I had to vote for a Republican, I too would think that John Kasich would be my choice. But since I'm not going to be
right.
a Republican, mm-hmm.
Hillary's your vote.
Clinton.
Excellent.
Yes. Thank you so much. And I agree. I think there are not you, not Steve, not Kevin, not any of my family members, but there are a lot of men who think, oh, God, seriously, we can't have a woman president. And I don't know if it's we can't have a woman president or we can't have Hillary as the first woman president.
I wonder.
I'm just curious about it. We are taking your votes as we are doing a mock election today here on WGN. Karen, who are you voting for and why?
I'm voting for Hillary. because, once again, I think she's the most intelligent of the candidates. She has experience and a track record of fighting for health care, civil rights, human rights, the middle class. She has international experience, which we know
is
really important these days.
A good track record and a good track suit, I'm sure she has.
Right.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Karen.
Excellent. Thanks, Karen.
Right. We've got Rick on the line who's going to cast his vote right now. Hi, Rick.
How you doing, Wendy, Bill? I enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
Caller.
Thank you.
Here's my my flair is it's Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, but because?
Because level-headed, a very steady hand on the throttle, and it'll get even stronger and better when he picks Elizabeth Warren as vice president.
Do you think Bernie Sanders can win?
I think he can, and I think he can with a good, strong vice president. That's why I say Elizabeth Warren would be that choice. And I'll tell you, I just cannot put a guy in the White House that has tantrums like the Trumpster with his finger on the nuclear button. I just can't do that. And the only other thing I can add to that is, you know, never ever put a billionaire in charge of the big show, because when you do that, like you did over in Russia with Putin, you will have corruption like you won't believe.
Putin's got way better abs, though. Thank you, Rick.
Steve, a quick question, as that is a bigger and bigger possibility all the time of Elizabeth Warren possibly being a vice presidential candidate. Normally, the tactic is you go for somebody as your vice president who has different strengths than the president has and sometimes different belief systems. But Elizabeth Warren is very similar to Bernie Sanders in some ways, not the socialist that Bernie, he considers himself a democratic socialist. But there are a lot of similarities in those, too. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think that wouldn't probably be his running mate.
You don't think so?
Well, I mean, if Sanders is going to run, where he lacks a sort of foreign policy experience or expertise.
So you get somebody with more of that.
Clinton. Maybe. He can get Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
Right. Or Hillary Clinton could get Elizabeth Warren. Right.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that then shores up the left for her.
But that would, as Wendy just pointed out, there's people who don't want one woman in office.
I am not about to cast my vote for those two broads.
I'm not voting for Cagney and Lacey for president and vice president.
No way.
You're going to get a lot of that.
Cagney and Lacey. Just think of the stickers.
Right. All right. Your votes matter. We're at 312-981-7200. It's Mock the Vote. Who are you voting for and why? We'll get to your calls in just a minute. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Mock the Vote. Oh, I thought you were going on a different microphone to sing a different part of something. We have to find out who you would vote for if the election was held today, and Tom's been on hold for a long time. So, Tom, who would you vote for and why?
Of all the craziest reasons, I've been conservative. I tried to be liberal my entire life, and everything forces me into a conservative view. I'd vote for Trump. For another crazy reason, America seems to go down its path like a drunk down the hallway in a bad stucco hallway and scrapes along to the left side and bleeds badly and then slams to the right and scrapes badly on the right side for a while.
Boy, you've painted a lovely stucco picture, I got to tell you, because it hurts the knuckles.
And it hurts to get down the hallway, but we do in an ugly fashion. And there's a lot of money that sat on the side keeping this country from working because they didn't like Mr. Obama. Whether you do or you don't, I've never voted for anyone who won. I've always voted for independence. But like at this point, I watch this country, I'm 54, go back and forth. And it would be time that we slam the other way just for balance. It's an ugly way to achieve balance.
Tom, you sounded surprised yourself when Wendy asked you who you were voting for and you said Donald Trump. You sounded like you were surprising yourself in saying that, are
yes,
you? You are.
Very much, because I'd like to be completely liberal, and I see entropy, things falling apart. And you can look all that up, and I live fixing things that break and troubleshooting things that don't work right. To make them
well, then why don't you run, Tom? I'm voting for you.
I'm sorry. I've got my own private wars to fight. But like I said, I've spent my entire life trying to be liberal and think like a Democrat, but to make life work and support a family and put a house or a roof over the head, everything pushes me into, like,
Trump.
I didn't vote for Reagan, but we had 8 years. And all these things, I was never the winner. But yet I see, like, what I've determined is like this ugly path of the drunk down the bad, stuckled hallway.
All
we're
right.
bleeding badly on the left. We need to stop bleeding. We need to walk down the hallway straight.
All right, Tom, put him down for Trump. And
got
his
him down.
Little River Band once sang, "It's time for a cool change."
They sang it so beautifully too, Wendy. I am tabulating for people wondering. I am keeping track of all these votes. I have a giant scorecard in front of me. We'll announce the winner when we're done.
Mock the vote. Don't mock the vote, baby. Elaine, who would you vote for and why?
Oh, my goodness. I vote for Hillary. But from all of the reasons that the pro-Hillary people mentioned to you already, I can tell from the voices I am probably your oldest call-in. And I have obviously been through lots and lots of elections and campaigning. I have been unfortunate to me to view this type of campaigning, the vitriol expressions going back and forth about people. It sickens me. Hillary has the experience. Yes, she made mistakes. Heck, which one of us hasn't?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of Mr. Sanders coming in with his ideas, his giving away, we're going to do this for you, I'm going to do that for you, and that's why all these young people are voting, want to vote for him, because, oh my goodness, he's going to give us free this, and he's going to give us free that. Who's going to pay for it? He is a socialist. I won't call him a demagogue. Yes, he speaks well. But there's no stuff behind the talk. The same with Trump. There's no stuff behind the talk. Trump talks from the advantage, from the high point of his money. I'm sorry to hesitate as I am, but it's...
Don't worry.
No, you want to say the right thing. So we'll put you down for Hillary.
You're in.
You're in. Betcha.
Thanks,
Thank
Elaine.
You so much.
Appreciate the call.
Some of these Donald Trump.
Am I tabulating the text votes as well, or do you not want me to? It's up to
no,
you.
No, I'm just reading comments.
All right.
Congress will never cooperate with Trump. With Trump, what do people think he's actually going to be able to do? Not to mention how embarrassing he is. Someone else says Trump would send our young boys to war. I have a 14-year-old and I'm worried. Hillary, all the Republicans scare me and Bernie isn't electable. I would most definitely vote for Hillary, but I don't think it's a really good idea because most of the countries that we deal with are the most dangerous, do not respect women, and we may lose our power as a force to be reckoned with a woman president.
But there's other countries around the world. Germany's doing actually a pretty good job right now with a woman at the helm. I think the days of saying a woman can't run a country, if that was ever a credible argument, I don't think it was. I don't understand why anyone would think that at this point.
You have just been voted Captain Swoon by all the women listening right now.
It's true. It disturbs me, though, that anybody would say just by virtue of her being a woman, you can't run a country if you're a woman. There was a time where you'd think you can't be a doctor or a lawyer if you're a woman, and that's not true.
But other countries who put women in subservient roles, would they be able to deal with a woman? I don't know.
Your major countries realize that, you know, it's 2016, and you could...
It's the year of Cagney and Lacey.
It's the year of the monkey. We should have a monkey be the president.
It's the year of the monkey.
It is the year of the
monkey. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to do some news. We'll finish up. Whoever is on hold right here for our Mock the Vote, okay?
Right.
Does that seem fair?
Yeah. So news is next, and then back to your votes. We're almost done. We'll find out who you're choosing as the winner if the election were today. We're 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
You know that song now, don't you?
Alice Cooper? Yeah, now I know this song. It's Mock the Vote time. The election isn't until November, but we're curious. And Wendy can't decide who to vote for, so she said, let's turn it to the listeners. Who are you voting for and why? I'm tabulating all the votes, and I'll announce the winner upon its completion coming up pretty soon.
Sometime before 3. And listeners, you got to get right to the point. Who are you voting for? And a quick couple of reasons. We'll start with Barry. Hi, Barry.
Hi, guys. First of all, I'd like to say I love both of you. I listen to you every day.
Barry, you're very kind. Thank you.
I'll make two quick points, and I'll hang up and listen to your response. I would vote for Trump. The reason why I would vote for Trump is because, number one, nobody brings this up, is you're bringing in, like, specifically Hillary Clinton. and Barack Obama are two parts of a machine that came right out of Illinois, and look at the problems we're having in Illinois now. Okay? The second thing, even though Trump's a loudmouth and, you know, like kind of like one of those, well, he's kind of crazy, there's no doubt about it. But he's also, he's a creative thinker. You know what I mean? You put somebody like that in office, he might not last 4 years, but he'd definitely bring out some of the problems that it's wrong with Washington. I'll hang up now and like listen to what your response is. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry. Put him down for Trump. And that does make sense. It's like the world can't be fixed in one term, but perhaps this will draw to light what is the problem with the whole world, and then Trump will take us down the drain.
I've heard more than one person say what Barry just said, which is he may not last the full 4 years, which is alarming to me because that's one of those jobs that you want to think if somebody's going to take it, they're going to last the 4 years.
Well, what, is he going to quit? Well, I bet he will.
Well,
he's that type of person to say, if I don't get my way, I'm quitting. Take your job back.
There's always a chance of that with him, I would imagine. And then there's also the thing that I've brought up several times, which is the amount of money he would lose because he has said publicly that his only priority would be running the country. He's got other businesses, but he would put those aside to run the country. He'd be losing so much money.
He's got so much money. What does he care?
I know.
This is the winner of the popularity contest, something he hasn't achieved yet.
Yeah, I know. And Bloomberg has more money than Trump does.
Why didn't I just marry one of those two guys? Why did I marry for love?
Is it too late? Is it too late?
Hi, Janet. Who are you going to vote for and why? Did you put him down for Trump, by the way?
Yeah, I got him down. I got him down for Trump.
All right. Go ahead, Janet.
John Kasich.
Because?
I watched all the debates. John Kasich.
Yeah.
I watched all the debates. I do vote for personality. I mean, I think he has a great character. He has experience. He balanced the budget. He's been involved in D.C. I cannot stand Hillary. She's a liar. She'll probably be indicted. I can't stand Obama. He's more of a socialist than Bernie Sanders. And our country is founded on democracy. So I am for John Kasich.
All right. You're in.
Thanks, Janet.
We got it. Can I tell you where I give Kasich heavy
Kasich,
credit?
Kasich, right?
Because
everybody's saying
Kasich.
It wrong.
I know. And
if you're
going to
vote for somebody, please get their name right. I'm going to vote for Kleintang.
That's not how you say it. When this thing started, most of the other candidates on the Republican side had some sort of national recognition. You know, you knew who Bush was.
Yeah.
You knew who Cruz was. You knew who Rubio was. Kasich was the one who kind of came out of nowhere, and every time he'd stand up there in those early debates, people would go,
"Who's this guy?
I don't know who that guy is." And now all of a sudden, he is a threat. There's a chance of him.
I don't know. Steve Bertrand did warn us to look out for him, but Kristen McQuarrie was saying she doesn't see him doing well in South Carolina.
Kasich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's got trouble ahead, I think, but he was suited very nicely for New Hampshire.
All right, Tom, who would you vote for and why as we mock the vote today?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to be a Trump supporter.
You are? Why?
I spent 38 years in the political arena. And in the political arena, I was not a politician. I was an employee to a municipality. And I watched how the politics and the political machines worked. And I'm looking for somebody that's going to be somewhat of a independent in thinking. I don't want somebody that's going to be bought, somebody that's going to be run by another type of machine. I want somebody that's going to come into this country and start building this country back to what it was years ago. I am 68 years old. I went through several eras, several presidents. And as far as taking a Congress, working with the president, I really can't think back except for possibly Reagan, where Congress really worked well with any president.
Right.
So
right.
My vote is going to be for Congress.
For Trump. Tom, can I ask you a question, though? Do you feel confident when Donald Trump, if he was to become president, goes to another country to deal with foreign policy? Do you feel comfortable that he will be representing the American public appropriately? Or you don't even care?
From that standpoint, I've had that conversation with several people, and I do feel that he will be versed in his appearance and as well as his actions outside of this country. Not one president that I know of has really ever taken on a foreign issue or policy by himself. It's always been a team of people.
True.
And I have to feel that that he will put in place the correct people to help guide this country.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you so much. See, we all learn from each other, you know, and we can have a nice conversation about who you're going to vote for, Dave.
Hey, love you guys.
Thanks, Dave.
You got it. I'll be real brief and real to the point. Hillary, A, she is intelligent. B, she has street smarts, and that showed out pretty darn well in the hearings that she attended. She wasn't ruffled at any point during the hearing. She answered every question. She walked away from it in fine standing. The problems that I have on the other side of the coin with Trump and his supporters, you get four or five pat answers that come back. One, the people don't come back with anything that is talkable or workable. You get the same words that Trump says, the malfunctions and the lies that come out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get the comment that all Hillary does is lie.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, or the other side of it, did you forget your meds? Have you got your meds? No, you need meds. That's all that they can come back with. They cannot come back with anything straightforward to talk about or anything else. So if you talk off Trump or
Cruz, all right, now you've confused me. Who'd you go for, Dave?
He's going for Hillary Clinton.
Go for Hillary.
Yeah. All right.
And as far as Kasich goes, you got to keep. As far as Kasich for women, his first plan is to defund Planned Parenthood as soon as he walks in the door. The Planned Parenthood has helped so many women and so many issues. They need to be stayed.
All right, and absolutely look into that because you can't take Dave's word as truth. Look it up if that's important to you and an important issue. Look it up.
Who is it, Steve? Maybe you'll remember on the Democratic side who said not only will we not defund Planned Parenthood, but we'll throw more money Planned Parenthood's way. Do you remember? Was that Hillary Clinton or was that Bernie Sanders?
I don't remember.
Barack Obama.
Is it Barack Obama?
I don't know.
Somebody said it a couple of weeks ago, and I thought that's an interesting stance to take.
I know that Bernie Sanders, when Bernie Sanders was painting Hillary Clinton as being part of the establishment,
yeah,
he cited her support for Planned Parenthood.
As if to say that he was not the biggest supporter of it? Is
well,
that what you mean?
No, but just to sort of say that she was a bigger supporter. I don't know. So, I mean, I don't know where that goes.
Let me see if I can find out who. Somebody did say that they would want to fund it even more, not only not pull back on it, but fund it more.
I heard that, too, but I can't remember who it was. Carly Fiorina has dropped or suspended her bid for president. Is this you, Carly?
No.
Okay, just curious.
Bottom line, I would vote for Trump.
You would? Because why?
I cannot stand any of the other candidates. They make my screen crawl.
If there was, can I ask you this? If there was one thing about Trump that you would change, what would that one thing be?
Some of his blurtness.
Yeah.
His abrupt, you know. But I do feel that he will bring a team in that the smartest, the most intelligent, and he won't just go blind into anything. And he will fight for what he wants.
Yeah.
He won't just back down and say, okay. He will fight for the country.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt in my mind.
All right. We've got you down for Trump. Thanks, Carly. Appreciate it. Have a good week. Is this making this easier for you or harder for you?
I don't know.
It's making it more difficult for you.
Quick break and wrap this up.
Yeah, we have a little bit more time. If you're on hold, stay there and we'll get to your calls. It's Mock the Vote. If the election was held today, who would you vote for and why? Give us a call, 312-981-7200. We'll tabulate your votes right after this next round. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's your last chance for today's episode of Mock the Vote. You tell us who you're going to vote for and why. We're tabulating all the results, both by way of phone and by text.
And we are just going to get through the people who are on hold right now. So if you're on hold, sit tight. Tell us who you're going to vote for and why as briefly as possible. Rich, what do you think?
Voting for Ted Cruz because he is the most opposite of what we currently have.
All right.
Good enough.
Bill, you mentioned that Trump lied about the real unemployment. Do you know what it is?
I will find the example. I found two stories, one last night, one today, about how he exaggerated the unemployment numbers. Do you have it in front of you? Because I'll look for it and find it if you don't.
Well, everybody says it's 4.7, 4.9.
Yeah.
It's actually between 10 and 12%.
And that's taking into account people who have just stopped.
Working. Do you know that there are approximately 93 million people that are unemployed, not working in this country? The labor participation rate is around 63%. It's the lowest since the 70s. What has this president done that's been successful? Another vote for Hillary Clinton would be a third term of Obama.
All right, we've got you down for Ted Cruz.
Thank you, Rich.
Everybody's numbers, it's really funny because it's not funny, it's tragic. They publish what the numbers are, but then everybody goes, you got to take this into account, though, and that into account, though.
Everybody makes up their own argument.
Yeah, I know.
Tom, who are you voting for and why?
First and foremost, thanks for having me.
Sure.
I'd like to say I'm an independent. I am blind to gender. I am blind to race. But I am not blind to politicians. I believe we've gotten this far from the career politicians.
So you want the crazy white guy?
Yep. Yep.
Put you down for Trump?
It's Trump. Yeah.
It's worse.
All right. Thank you.
How did you know that was coming?
Not against women, ethnicities. So give me the crazy white man.
All right.
Is this Lewis?
Yes.
Hi, Lewis. Who are you voting for and why?
Okay, I'm going with Kasich. If I was to vote today, I'd vote for Kasich. I think he's the most moderate. I think they're all intelligent, or else they wouldn't be there. But he's the most decent, I think, the most common sense. He seems like a nice guy, but he's done a lot. He's been in Washington. He's been a governor. He's willing to work with both sides. My first preference would be Trump, because I think it's time to throw out all the politicians and go with the businessmen to run the country. But foreign policy-wise, he kind of scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
So domestically, I think Trump would be fantastic. But dealing with foreign leaders, I don't know. I mean, I kind of, that's what scares me with him.
All right, so final otherwise, answer, Kasich.
Kasich.
All right.
Got it,
We
Lewis.
Have you down. Thank you, Lewis.
And we have a couple more here, and then we'll tabulate the votes.
All right.
Adam.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm one of those anti-political millennials. And so I'm going to go ahead and write in Tom Skilling, because I think he can take care of the global warming issue that we're in.
I'm so with
he's
you.
He's a hell of a nice guy.
Sweet man, that
nice
Tom
man.
Skilling.
I think you ought to go with him, Wendy.
It's All a right. vote for the I Tell You party.
That would be the name of his party. I tell you, the country's heading in the right direction.
I'll tell you what, Tom, you can tell me as much as you want whenever you want.
Sure.
And I'd listen.
All right.
All right, a couple more here, and this is Susan. Hi, Susan. Who would you vote for and why?
I would vote for Hillary Clinton because she's an experienced she's an experienced person. She knows the world. Domestic issues, irregardless, I think you have to know our enemies in the Middle East. Now, I also want to mention that if, in fact, a Republican, I would vote for Jeb Bush because he also has that experience and they're diplomatic. That's the thing. You have to be diplomatic. Trump is not a diplomat. Ronald Reagan was a diplomat. Gerald Ford was a diplomat, even though the Republicans, they were diplomatic. And you have to, I also think that comment about not respecting a woman as a leader in the Middle East was a valid comment. So perhaps Jeb Bush, with all his, we have to deal with the enemies in the Middle East. That's the most important thing. Domestic issues are nice, and I like Bernie Sanders, but I do believe.
So who are you going with? Because, Susan, I have completely gone in a circle, and I thought it was Hillary, then I thought it was Jeb. Who are you going for?
No. Well, I definitely am going to vote for Hillary Clinton. But
all right.
Hillary Clinton.
Trump would be the worst Republican.
All right. This is all a matter of opinion. We just want to know who you were voting for. You got it down for Hillary.
I put her down for Hillary Clinton.
All right. We have time for one more.
All
Thank
right.
you so much, Susan, for calling. And Kathy on the line. Our last vote for the day for Mock the Vote. Who are you voting for and why?
Hillary Clinton, for sure. At this point, there is no one else who's anywhere near as qualified. We wouldn't have a lot of time wasted because there isn't a learning curve. She's been in the White House before. She's got lots of varied experiences as a senator, as Secretary of State. She's seen it from so many different sides. She definitely would be the best person for the job. That's all.
All right. Thank you so much. I am swayed so easily. I find myself nodding and going, oh, God, you're so right on that.
You know what I like is that there were, and they weren't all the same name, two or three different names. How many people mispronounced
Kasich?
Well, there was others, though, too. I heard a Saunders or Sanders and...
Just one. I really heard Kasich is the only one being...
But, I mean, it just kind of tells me, like, that some of us are so tuned in, and the rest of us just aren't yet.
Well, it seems like
a
lot of us, you know, I hear people on news stations and stuff, oh, no, Hillary, she's a liar. Oh, that stuff about Benghazi. A lot of times I want to say, tell me that stuff about Benghazi. Sometimes I think political ideas are like sports radio where people are just regurgitating what they've heard from someone else say.
Yeah.
But it's finally, you know, I'm glad we did this mock the vote because I finally made my decision.
Well, do you? I don't know if you want to disclose yours.
No, we can do
yours,
the tallies, and I'll tell you who, after the news.
Yeah. So we'll announce who won. We had a phone poll and we had a text poll, and we'll add those up and give you the winners right after Steve's news. Stick around; it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Time for cool change. I know that it's time for a
can't get enough Little River Band, Wendy. That's impossible. We just had Mock the Vote. This was a chance for you to let people know who you're voting for and why. We had two ways of doing this, of course, by phone or by text. I have tabulated all the totals, and I'll give you the results in just a little bit. But first, while talking to the people as they were announcing who they were voting for and why, of course, Donald Trump's name came up, and whether or not he is playing with the numbers just a little bit. And I mentioned that I read something last night and then again this morning.
Oh, right, about the unemployment.
The unemployment numbers. I'll read you the exact quote. This is out of the New York Times from yesterday. This is Donald Trump speaking yesterday. Don't believe these phony numbers when you hear 4.9 and 5% unemployment. The number's probably 28, 29, as high as 35. In fact, I even heard recently 42%. Now, be honest. Do you believe that this country now has 42% unemployment? That means that more than 4 out of every 10 people are unemployed. I'm pretty sure that's not true.
So do we have the real rate?
Well, the real number is a tricky number because they're reporting it to be somewhere in the low fives, 5.3, 5.4%. But as a caller mentioned, and this is a fact, they want to make the number a little more attractive than it really is. The number is going to be a lot higher, not a lot higher, but a little bit higher than 5.something%, because there are a lot of people whose either benefits have run out or they have just said point blank, I've been trying to get a job for a year and a half. I can't get a job. I'm going to stop looking. So they stop. That figure doesn't reflect those people. But I can guarantee you, as Donald Trump mentioned, he said it's probably 28, 29, or as high as 35. In fact, I even heard recently 42%. That's 100% unfounded. That's impossible.
Well, he just says anything. And again, like sports radio, honestly, when people say something, you believe it. And then you tell two friends and so on and so on. And that's how this crazy thing keeps going.
Here's what gets alarming. In the early days of Trump, early Trump, there was a certain kind of audience that was attracted to him who just kind of went, yeah, maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe he's lying. I don't care. I just want somebody who's different and he's different. So I'm going to side with him. But now you're getting people who seem to be a lot more intelligent. There are you know what it reminds me of NASCAR. Like, remember where there was a time where you could look at somebody and go, well, that guy over there, that's a NASCAR fan. But then all of a sudden NASCAR got really popular and you didn't know who was and was not a NASCAR fan. This is what it's like with Donald Trump, because now a couple of the callers who called up and we would say, who are you voting for and why? They'd say Trump, and then they'd say the reasons, and you go, oh, all right, I kind of understand that.
I know.
So what happened?
I don't know, but I was flip-flopping like a beanbag doll.
Like a beanbag doll.
I really was, and then I've decided I'm going with Tom Skilling.
You're going to vote for Tom Skilling. We did have somebody write-in say Tom Skilling. All right, here are the results. Are you ready? On the Republican side, you will not be shocked to learn that Donald Trump was the leader. He had the most votes, and this is a combination of both by way of phone and by way of text. He had quite a bit more than second place. That's John Kasich, who came in second place. Ted Cruz came in third. And then a distant fourth and fifth were Marco Rubio and Ben Carson. There wasn't a single vote, I'm not making this up, by way of call or by way of text, not a single vote for Jeb Bush. Nobody.
Susan at the very end said that if she had to pick a Republican, she'd go Jeb Bush, but we took her Hillary vote to count.
That's
the only time I heard his name mentioned.
Jeb Bush got no votes, which I thought there'd be a couple. Michael Bloomberg, who is not officially a candidate, also came away with no votes. The Green Party candidate Jill Stein had no votes. So Tom Skilling beat all those people. Tom Skilling got more votes than Jeb Bush. On the Democratic side, and again, this is a combination of both phone and text votes, Hillary Clinton had more than double the votes of Bernie Sanders. So Clinton was the number one winner on the Democratic side, Trump on the Republican side, and head-to-head, Hillary Clinton had a substantial number more than Donald Trump. I will also mention a couple of write-ins.
That's really interesting, though, is that not? Just random callers?
Yeah, yeah. I'm most surprised that Jeb Bush got zero support at all. And I also thought that maybe Marco Rubio and Ben Carson might get a couple more votes, but they did not. They had a very small amount. Here's just a couple of write-ins that I think you'll enjoy. I'll just mention some because some of the text write-ins were interesting. David Hochberg, who helps a lot of people with refinancing their houses, got a vote.
There you go, Trump Hochberg.
He's too busy to run.
Trump Hochberg.
He can be vice president with Trump. They'd be a good little team, the hotheads.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think they have a jet that's big enough for that.
This is a nostalgic vote, but I think some people will enjoy this. Late comedian Pat Paulson got a vote. He used to run for president every 4 years. Never got very far, but people still remember Pat Paulson. And then this is the other one that I found. alarming but fun. Puppy Monkey Baby got a vote.
Oh, great.
So you may see that as a presidential hopeful in November.
Again, thanks to everybody who participated. And I'm just curious to see if these people would be voting for these particular candidates later on down the line, because this is very early.
Well, here's, for me anyway, this is what the most interesting part is. When they kept doing these polls early on, this is prior to Iowa and prior to New Hampshire, you're seeing a lot of support for Trump, and everybody said, yeah, 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 but will this translate to votes? It's support, but does that mean votes? Now, we asked today, point blank, who are you voting for? Not who do you like or what do you like about this guy or this woman. Who are you voting for and why? And Donald Trump did very well.
He didn't win, though.
He did not win. He won on the Republican side, but he did not have enough to beat Hillary Clinton.
And someone else suggested isidewith.com. You said you did this, your girls told you about it, or you did it at home.
I found it on my own a week or so ago, a little over a week.
You just answer a whole bunch of questions about various things, popular issues, gun liability, foreign aid, Federal Reserve, North Korea military strikes, skilled immigrants, ISIS ground troops. And then you answer the questions. It's yes or no questions. And sometimes you can customize them a bit, like yes, but under this stipulation. And if you go according to that, it'll give you who you think, who this computer program thinks you should vote for. And according to this, when I answered these questions, I side with Bernie Sanders on most 2016 presidential election issues.
Hmm.
That Bernie Sanders, 94%, 93% on Hillary Clinton. So I'm exactly where I was before, not knowing which to get. Jill Stein, the Green Party, 91%. I don't know how that happened. I don't know how she was chosen for my answers.
Because she's in agreement with a lot of the same statements or stances you took during the test.
Well, obviously, but I didn't think I was, you know, I do care about the environment and,
right.
You know, the climate change, but I didn't think I was up there with the Green Party. And then 89% of my vote would go to Michael Bloomberg,
uh-huh.
who isn't even running yet, and 68% Jeb Bush. How about that?
Interesting. I was curious who on the Republican side they would toss your way.
68% Jeb Bush was my vote, 56% Donald Trump.
Steve, I've asked you this before in different forms, but I'm more and more curious as it goes on and the days become more desperate for Jeb Bush. How is he not getting any kind of respect or traction at all? Isn't that kind of surprising?
Well, it's been surprising, yeah. Now, I think South Carolina is a huge test for him because it's been friendly to the Bushes. It's a military state, and you know, there former President Bush has voiced a couple of ads that have been there, so
yeah.
I think this is a big one for him. You know, the beauty of this is just a lesson every week in how different this country is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're voting in Iowa, which is different from New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and now we go to South Carolina, which is different from both of them. Nevada soon, another completely sort of
so you need to see a
ecosystem.
Different flavor of whatever candidate it is. You'll see a slightly different flavor depending on the state.
Well, you'll see poor place. I mean, John Kasich's package and message fits nicely in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't in South Carolina. Jeb Bush, what he was offering, they'd hoped would sell a little bit better in New Hampshire than it didn't, but it sort of had a more natural fit in South Carolina, so we'll see. You know, if he's treading in warmer water there, if he picks up more support. If he doesn't, it could be trouble.
And then the Bible Belt states seem to be heading Cruz's way more than anything, wouldn't you say?
Well, Trump has polled very well there, but again, then you're more in Trump or Cruz home territory. So, you know, that's a section of the country. If you can, you know, put them all together, which we've learned earlier is dangerous, but, you know, that's where he would likely have more support than he would, say, in the Pacific Northwest or the Southwest.
All right.
And sorry, I learned yesterday, because I am not a politico, that we were talking about Jeb Bush off the air, and I'm like, Jebediah, what's his deal? You know, is that his name? And his real name is John Ellis Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And then I proceeded to say to you, I still don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
John Ellis Bush.
It would be his initials, wouldn't it?
You're a brave woman. Mm-hmm. I love that one.
Sorry, but at first I was like, why doesn't it? Because you know why, though, I think? Because why wouldn't you go with John Ellis Bush? That sounds so presidential and wonderful instead of Jeb.
I'm not sure. Well, I don't think when he was a kid they were looking at him as presidential material.
No, but he's Texas, called himself Jeb. Don't you change your name at some
maybe.
Point when you're running for president of the United States?
Yeah. Yeah. You would think
not
so.
Not if you've always been Jeb.
I guess, but...
So if he changes it to
Jeb.
John Ellis Bush,
I'll vote for him.
Then you'll vote for him. All right.
He's top on my little survey.
Would you go by Wendella or what's Wendy?
It's just Wendy's my name. Don't wear it out.
Don't wear it out, Steve.
And you can go to isidewith.com and see who you're going to vote for. And if Jeb was going by John Ellis, I would have voted for him. I'm kidding, because I know some people think I'm really sincere about
not. A caller made a good point. Couldn't hold on the line. Can I tell you what it is in just a little bit? Because I think this plays very much into what we just did here. Stick around. We've got more show for you. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.